Hi, welcome to Release Your Wings. I'm Keith Woods, Dean of Faculty at the Poynter Institute in St. Petersburg, and I'm here with Shireen Chatter, Director of the Tampa Brahmakumaris. We're talking in the series of powers about the power to face. And Shireen, maybe the most important question to ask first is, what is that? What does it mean to face?
There are three things when we talk about the power to face. There are a few things you have to face. And the three most important things is you have to face your own fears, your own shortcomings, your own insecurities, and that's one. And then the second one is you have to learn to fulfill your responsibilities. So you have to face up to your responsibilities, whatever your responsibilities in life may be. And the third one is that you have to be able to face and also resolve obstacles, whether they're internal obstacles or external obstacles.
Well, that's life that you've just described, at least the last one, kind of facing the obstacles that are in front of you. When we talk about facing...
As opposed to running away.
Sure. In each of those, though, has built into it a negative. There's a reason why I don't want to face some of those things. Isn't there also facing my abilities, facing my responsibility for achieving what I can achieve?
Right.
So talk first about the insecurities piece of this. This is confronting what's there.
Right.
But I may first need help recognizing that it's there at all. How do we get there?
Recognizing that I have something
sure.
that, like an insecurity.
Sure.
What I've realized with my own life is it's not necessarily that the insecurity is bad, but the insecurity seems almost insurmountable. That I get afraid of it. But what I've realized is that it's like a paper tiger. It's like it seems very real from far away, that it's really ferocious and real from far away. And as I get closer, then it's almost like it gets shattered. Like you realize, then I notice that it's just a paper tiger. It just seems real from far away. And so when you're asking me, how do I recognize that I even have an insecurity, is that when we speak about the power to discern, the previous time when we spoke about the power to discern, that's when we notice that I have an insecurity, that this is what is there. And so I am coming into the power to face with knowing I have a particular insecurity, but I don't want to face it. But what I've noticed is that facing it is much worse in my head. It's almost like there is this mythical tiger about it, that there is, it's so much more ferocious in my head than in reality.
Would you say the same thing about the external obstacles that I have to face, that they maybe are not as bad as they seem, which is what I take from that?
Yes, yes. Anything, actually. That's something about the power to face, is that with the power to face, with my conviction, with my tenacity to think that I am going to face whatever happens in my life, it comes with its own gift. And that gift is that everything becomes a paper tiger. And it just seems to come with that gift because it's kind of like the universe helping you out. Yes, you can face. It's not as big a deal as you think it is. You can face it.
Okay, so we're back to something that seems awfully easy in theory. Let's talk about how I get to the first stage of facing the insecurities in this case.
The one quality I would need is courage. And the other thing I would need is a acceptance that intrinsically I'm divine. I am pure and I'm peaceful. That is who I am, actually, intrinsically. And so if I have the courage to accept that, if I have the courage to accept that my original nature is peace and my original nature is divinity, then it's easy to do the other part. But it's not that easy to have the courage to keep doing this, to keep thinking about to keep thinking that my original nature is peace.
I find courage is an interesting word to use for accepting something as, I would say, nice as this sense of divinity that you've described. Why do I need courage to take something that I ought to be happy to be getting?
Because we live in a world where we are constantly fed otherwise, that, you know, I'm not good, or even I feed myself. I get into very limited thinking about myself. And then also I am around the world, when I go out into the world, whether the media or whether the people around me, that, oh, if you do this, then you're okay. If you do this, then you're okay. If you get this, then you're better. So it's never about whatever I am okay. Or actually, whatever I'm looking for, I can actually find within me. So that's never fed to me. So courage is needed because I have to break through all of those illusions, because I have to break through all of these preconditioning and preconceived notions that I've been feeding myself.
Well, you've made the same two things that seem fairly different to me. The things that I fear within myself, which may have a lot to do with who I've been, how I've grown, what I've done, and then the things that are external to me, which may have nothing to do with who I am, but are in fact still working against me, needing to face the problem that I'm having on my job, the problem that I'm having in a relationship, the challenges that I have making ends meet, whatever the truth of my challenges might be, they exist.
Right.
And while I may be equally reluctant to face the external as I am to face the internal, they're not the same, at least from where I sit. So why do you group them as one thing?
Because you still need courage to be able to do all of those things. Courage seems to be the underlying virtue that needs to go along with the power. That every power actually comes with certain virtues that you need. And actually they work together, that the power emerges a virtue, and once you have the virtue, it's easier to have the power. So it goes both ways. And so because there is an inertia about all of these three things, and I need to be able to face that, I need to be able to confront that, I need to be able to resolve that, I need to be able to fulfill something about that, that's why I'm grouping all of them together.
Well, reducing it to the paper tiger, mm-hmm. getting this personal understanding that this is not as bad as it seems, or
right.
as large as it seems, one step. What happens next?
Actually, the paper tiger seems very ferocious till you actually go through it. It seems real till you are to go through it. That the tiger seems very real. And so the facing is this process of going through that, just looking at your weaknesses, looking at your flaws, looking at your fears, and seeing what they are, and just confronting them. Like if, let's say, if I have fear of heights, which actually is not the right example, because fear of heights is very real. And how many ever times you go up on a mountain, you're not going to lose it.
It is tall.
Right. The tall is it's very tall. So I meant really not physical fears. Here, other fears, like
well,
if I have fear
of failure.
A fear of failure. And so what I feel is that if you go through and do something and you keep doing it, that you'll eventually not fail in that. That there is success for you. And the fact that you even did it is success. Because failure is something that it happens only when you give up. And so if I keep doing it, then that power to face happens after I go through it, after I do it. And so it's very important to keep doing it, to go into the tiger and to just go through the tiger.
Well, it seems like the first prescription then is that do the thing that you're afraid of and confront it fairly directly, which again, it seems a little easy when you consider that that's always been an option for anybody. I could always choose to not fear failing, but I don't.
Right.
I may in fact choose to succumb to the fear and then not try.
Right.
So are you saying the answer is in my question that, look, you've got to try, and that's the answer?
No, actually, it's not. It seems simple, but it is in a way simple, but to keep practicing, it's not as easy. It's simple, but it's not easy to keep practicing it. And this power to face is the yin and yang of the power to tolerate. It's the opposite of the power to tolerate. So in any situation, I need both these powers.
And contrast them for me, the power to tolerate versus...
The power to tolerate is whatever is happening, I'm just accepting it, I'm just going along, I'm giving a lot of love to the situation, I'm giving a lot of love to the people in the situation, I'm not doing anything, I'm not confronting people, I'm not facing anything, I'm just, you know, accepting it, and I'm giving. And the power to face is the power to just... face something and step away and not do something or do something else. While the power to tolerate is you keep doing it. You keep whatever it is that you have to do. And so the power to face is the opposite of the power to tolerate. And in any situation, you need both these powers. But the important thing is you have to decide when you need the power. And so you need to know when you need the power to when you need to use the power to face and when you need the power to tolerate. Because if you keep tolerating and not face, then you could totally be a doormat. Hmm. And so you have to learn to face. And also recently, something happened where I was driving on a road and it was close to a river and there was a turtle crossing the road. And as soon as it heard my car, there were no other cars around. As soon as it heard my car, it just kind of froze and went into its shell in the middle of the road. And so I had to brake the car. I had to stop the car in the middle of the road and get down. And I had to go tell the turtle, this is the wrong time to be doing this. You know, you have to face and move on.
Well, I want to know how that conversation went.
So, of course, the turtle being the turtle kept, withdrawing and being in its shell, so I had to pick it up and move it out. And so we have to not be the turtle all the time. We have to learn to face, we have to learn to move on. I cross the road to do whatever I need to do. And I also have to learn to tolerate, because at that moment, if the turtle said, oh, I'm just sitting here and I'm giving of myself on the piece of the road, someone will run over him. And so you can't do that either. And so you have to be really careful about what you do in any situation.
Well, in facing, the other part, the other word that you've used in that discussion is confronting. And that seems to me to require a set of skills. How to handle that? How to handle the confrontation, either with yourself so that you survive it, or with someone else who's in this situation with you. So in the discussion we had about tolerating, I'm looking to the person with whom I'm in a confrontation, for example. And I'm asking, what do they need?
Right.
And I'm trying to figure out what I need to give, mm-hmm. as you said. Well, what's the opposite behavior on the yang side of this if now I am in the same situation but needing to summon the power to face?
I would say that I need to overcome limited thinking, limited consciousness, whether it is I'm just thinking of just that one particular situation and not thinking the larger picture, or I'm not aware of my own divinity at some point. Because let's say many times it's my own fears I have to face. Even if they're external obstacles, the external obstacles come because of my own mistakes, something that I can improve. And so something that I can do. And so in that case, that I would really need to completely absorb into my being and live it, is that I am divine. My original nature is divinity. And so then what I would notice is that whatever external fears or insecurities or weaknesses or even responsibility or obstacles or anything, then what happens is then when I recognize that, I would know that I am the master and they are the creation. That I'm actually the master of this creation. And so the opposite of that would be that I go away from limited thinking. The yang of what does the other person need is I go away from just limited thinking and putting myself into little boxes.
And do what instead?
To think of my divinity, to think and accept that I'm peaceful, to think and accept that in my original core essence that I'm actually pure, I'm full, and the most important thing is to accept my own power in any situation, that I'm actually very powerful.